Welcome to Intuitive Art Sales. This is the show where I, Jessica Craddock, am going to teach you how to source your art marketing from within. You're going to practice claiming that authentic art business that you want and leading it to the most natural way for you to get there. You're going to learn to get connected to your intuition, your confidence, and your community so that you can sell your art consistently while holding strong boundaries on your work-life balance. If you've ever wondered what it looks like to plan your art business around the income you need to make and not the other way around, you're going to really love this episode. Amiko Vinlet is an artist who creates still life paintings based around tabletops with items on them that hold meaning and create a whole narrative within the picture. They're gorgeous. And as of April of this year, she's already doubled her income from last year. But it's still not what she needs it to be in order for this to be a thriving full-time business. She has a lot of ideas of where she wants to take her art for the rest of the year, and we're going to talk through what makes the most sense for her so she could still do everything that she wants to do, but in a way to help her make the money that she needs. So if you're excited about learning how to think through this for your own business, get ready. Let's go. Welcome back to Intuitive Art Sales. I am here with the beautiful Amiko, who I've worked with a couple of different times over the years. And I'm really excited to get to chit-chat with you again.
Me too. Thank you so much for having me again.
You are so welcome. I can't wait to see where we go today. So, Amiko, tell me a little bit about what's going on in your business, what you've been thinking about. Are you stuck anywhere? Is there a goal you're working towards? Give me kind of the big picture overview of what you're thinking about.
Okay. So last year was the busiest year in terms of making artwork for me. I had two solo shows and so many little group shows that I embarked myself on that I actually had a burnout. Like serious burnout last year, at like the end of last year. So the beginning of this year, I decided that it's just my direction that I decided to change just for this year was I'm not going to do shows, like deliberately. Ooh. I'm not going to do shows. That means I have to think about other ways to get income coming in. So I decided to go do print. I've never done prints before by myself. So I am going to create a series specifically for prints. So that's one thing. It's going to be a big year for me, sort of creating a new income venue. And another thing that I'm really excited about this year is that I've been trying to manifest this dream of mine for the last couple of years. It was to either paint big paintings for restaurants or do a mural for restaurants because my painting is all about food and I relate people through food and art through food. So I got a big gig and it's going to happen in the summer. So I'll be doing a mural for an entire restaurant and there will be 50 walls that I'll be painting, small and big.
Wow.
I just had a consultation actually today with a friend of mine who's a professional muralist, and we came up with an estimate, and it is the biggest money I'll be making out of all my career. Yep. So,
well, it's 15 walls.
Yeah, 15 walls. So I am totally geeked about it, stoked, but terrified.
What is terrifying about it besides it being a big level up for you?
Well,
are there anything in particular that's terrifying?
Well, it is a client-based work, right? It's not just me satisfying my art, you know, curiosity. It is to deliver work professionally and on time and on their satisfactory level. So that means that would be tons of conversation between me and the clients. And that clients is not just one person. It's a company. And they have their deadline. So for me to be able to deliver what I promise, the fear is like Will I be able to live up to their expectations? Will I be able to deliver what they expect me to do? It's something that's really heavy on the shoulder, if you think about it.
Yeah. And you said that was in June?
So the restaurant will be finished by the end of summer, I think, this year. So yeah, I think actual mural painting will be like sometime in June. But between now and June is actually the most crucial time, because this is where the design, lots of sketching, lots of designing, lots of composition will be happening. And I think this is more nerve-wracking than painting itself, because I know I can paint. But coming up with the, a good design work, that's more.
Okay. Yeah. So we've got two real avenues that we're pursuing this year, this huge mural, as well as opening up prints. You don't have to give me a specific number, but compared to what you made last year, what percentage of that income will the mural make up?
Oh, it's going to be actually double. It could double the income that I made last year, because I didn't make much last year. I did a lot of shows, but doesn't mean it was like it was one of the years where I made tons of work, but didn't sell as much as I wish. So,
yeah. Gotcha. Okay. So if we just playing the what if game here, if the mural was the only way we got paid this year, how would that work for you, feel for you? Is it enough? It's never enough, right. But is it enough to make you feel like I am safe in my income for the year if the prints require more than I think they will, or I don't have time with the mural, et cetera?
It's not enough. I mean, it's still one project, and it's absolutely significantly more than ever I could ever make from one project, but it's not enough to sustain my living with two boys in this expensive city. Yeah.
Gotcha. So if we are putting a percentage on that, the mural is double what you made in your art business last year already. So you're already doubling year over year, but it's still not enough. So is it 25% of what you need to make for the year? Is it 50% of what you need to make for the year? Can we talk in percentages like that?
Okay. The mural, you mean? I would say 25 to 30% of the year that I would like to make. Yeah, I think.
All right. So I'm just going to play the questioning Amiko game for a minute, because this is what I do. Because you've never done prints, you don't know how well they're going to do. You know, people like your art. You know, people like to buy your art. But we've never tried prints. Mm-hmm. So asking prints to make up 75% of your income feels a little bit scary for me.
Yes. It's
because there's such a low revenue compared to the cost to produce them, and then finding the number of people that you need to purchase them to make up that 75%, let's call it. Are you solid? And that is the thing I want to do.
Not as to have to make up the 75% of that annual revenue this year. But it is crucial for me to try this print this year, because I'm not just thinking about
it. You want to see how it works.
This is something that I would like to continue for the next year. So this is the trials.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. This is going to make up for the rest of my year, but it's more like I just need to try, right?
Okay. So we've got prints, we've got mural, and we almost need a third.
Yeah. Well, definitely original. And again, like this year, lots of new things are happening. Mural is new, print is new, and this paper mache is new too. I did sell two already. Cool. So I know it's going to go well. And it's still very much me. I'm hoping to make a lot more of those little paper mache creatures and then sell them. So there are originals. I will still keep selling originals. And then the original work of this print, I'll sell them as original as well.
So now there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
We've got 50, basically for the mural, 15 original large pieces, because mm-hmm. 15 walls. We've got prints. We've got OSL originals, both paintings and paper mache. I'm not saying this isn't doable, because it is. But I really want to try to simplify this plan as much as possible, because you already hit burnout last year.
Yep.
And the more things you put into the mix, the faster you're going to go towards burnout again this year.
I know. I might like burnouts, actually. I tend to go for it, right? Crazy.
Let's see if I can do it again.
No, I know. I just love making art. So that's where,
yeah,
right? So if I were asked to paint, I could paint tons and tons and tons of work. But you're right. Mm-hmm. For me, this seems very simplified already, but I guess
it feels like a lot.
Really? tell me more.
Okay, so you've got two big new things that you've never done. You've got the mural and you've got the print.
Right.
You said you're going to start the mural in June. I'm guessing it'll take you 2 months if you hurry. Between now and then, we're doing planning so that we can execute within their timeline. That's going to take the majority of your time between now and, is it the end of August, maybe? So let's just block that off for a minute. Let's see. It is April 3rd. Okay. So April to August is gone. We're doing murals.
Right.
So then if we're doing prints, originals, paper mache, we have September, October, November, December left. That's 4 months. So let's ask a different question for a minute. What have you done in the past that has been most successful? And when I say that, it could be a couple of different directions that you take that answer. It could be some way of marketing that you've tried. It could be a type of work you've made. It could be, actually, those are probably the two big ones. So of the things you've done in the past, mm-hmm. what has been the most successful that if you were to recreate that as your main last four of the year, do you have any idea what that would look like? So I think I asked too big of a question. What's been the most successful for you, however you define that, in the past to sell your work, to make the most money selling your work?
Well, I could say that the least successful was having the show, actually. Right.
Okay.
So take that off. The most successful in the past years would be, I don't know. It's,
can I tell you the one that I know of yours?
Yep.
Or I think I remember correctly. Let me put it that way. When you essentially were going to restaurants saying, this is what I make, can I make one for you? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, it was all through Instagram. I was just posting daily, I was doing daily painting and I was posting daily. And I mean, I took your advice, just reach out to local places and say, mm-hmm. hey, I'm an artist. I practice in Vancouver. I've been to your restaurant or cafe and I really enjoy having time there. With that conversation, plus having daily, posting daily painting sets on Instagram, were the easiest and I wouldn't say, I don't know if I can say most successful. It was the easiest way.
Okay. So the easiest marketing.
Yeah.
Was that?
Yeah.
What about in terms of what you have sold? I mean, your work is pretty consistent. You do these still life tabletops that hold memories for you or your clients that have meaning, that create narratives. So it's not just a still life. It's a story in that still life. And they're almost always on a table.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they are food or have food in them. The reason why I came back to that restaurant thing was twofold. One, I remember that working well for you in your marketing. And two, you just got your biggest year ever from one restaurant client.
And then.
So the idea of foodies, restaurants, places that really care about food and what goes on the table being your first round pick, ideal client, makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, they usually have the funds to be able to do so. Mm-hmm. I know we had a conversation not too long ago where you said, well, I think restaurants aren't doing as well, so they don't have the funds. But in the way that I see it, this mural is proving you wrong.
Right. Well, it's the interior design that's thriving still in the city. And that's what I heard today. So the restaurant, yes, the owner probably has tons of money, and then they hired interior design firm that creates the budget for the owner. And then they put the artwork within that budget so they can play around with that budget. But you're right. In essence, there's still money in the city. And then where I want my money to come from is the food industry.
Is this a restaurant group, the mural place? Is it a restaurant group?
No, it's not. I think it's one standing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But it seems like a big restaurant, looking at the scope of the constructions. So it's very new. It's like mural isn't new. I've done mural before, but this is very new to me. And then I'm going to work with this project. It's absolutely new, but I'm just happy that it is where I've been picturing my artwork to go to, right?
Yeah. Hey there, lovely listeners of Intuitive Art Sales. It's Jessica Craddock, your guide to navigating the exciting world of marketing from an authentic place. I have a special request for you. I have shared tips and insights and stories on how to connect with your intuition, boost your confidence, nurture your community, and maintain those all-important boundaries to create a fulfilling work-life balance. And the amount of support you have shown me is incredible. And your feedback is invaluable. So here's the ask. Would you please take just a few moments to leave a rating and a review for Intuitive Art Sales? You can share your thoughts, your breakthroughs, or simply why you love tuning in. It is this little small action that can have a big impact on artists worldwide, just like you. And I also want to say thank you for being a part of this family and for helping me find others who need help on their creative path. Your unique voice matters, and together we're making the world a more inspired and vibrant place. So with so much gratitude, thank you for rating and reviewing us on your favorite podcast platform. It means the world to me. So looking at it from a monetary standpoint, getting two more murals would be the easiest way to make that income goal.
Right.
However, you haven't done it before. I feel like maybe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you really want to experience doing it this first time before you line more up. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So you want to sell originals. You want to sell prints. You want to do paper mache.
Mm-hmm.
What if that all got geared toward restaurants, foodie restaurant, where I can create originals based on their story, their narrative, their table talks.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still doing originals, but we are gearing it toward a client who is an easier sell. They could offer prints of those originals for you. They could mark them up like a retail type situation. You could incorporate paper mache if that was something that they were interested in. So we're still hitting the paper mache, the paintings, and the prints, but we're not doing it in 14 different spheres.
Yeah.
We're gearing all our marketing efforts toward one thing, but being able to play what we make within that.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, I think gearing towards to one place, which is a restaurant, which is food industry. But then what I was picturing while you're telling me that is people will still look at my art on Instagram. Right. And then gearing towards one clientele, there are people around it that were interested in still buying the art. So it might not be a bad idea, because the reason why I wanted to print is because, I don't know if I remember telling you this last time, I have noticed a trend that, I don't know if it's a Vancouver thing here in Canada, but West Coast or whatever, a lot of people who want to do a gallery wall, they want to have them in frames. So usually canvas is big, it's thick, but I've noticed that people love to frame arts up. So the print comes in handy. And then also at the restaurants, I visited a couple of different restaurants in the past. And then I do see art. But what I see mostly recently is print on the wall in nice frames.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more accessible and it's better priced. Yeah, so I'm not changing my art, but I'm changing how I approach to those people. I guess that's what I would say.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even if, I mean, these are conversations to be had, but if that restaurant doesn't want to pay for an original, that doesn't mean you still can't create the original and sell them a high-priced print and still have the original in your own arsenal.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ways that you can go with
it.
They might want a mural, which you can decide down the line, do I want to keep doing these? They might want prints. They might want originals. They might think your paper mache is the coolest thing in the world and they want some of that. I think that that's your easiest September to December activity. The other thing is, once you get in with this one, it's easier to get in with all the other ones, especially doing a project of this size.
Yep.
Okay, so looking at what happens when September rolls around. And you're starting from, not from scratch, because you're not. You have an audience, you have work, you have a name, all of that. But how can we set you up for the greatest amount of, it's a weird term, but it's coming to my head, so I'm going to use it, hit and run success in September. Like hit the ground running. Which in my mind means, while we're executing the mural, and even now, we're starting those conversations. And saying, I'm booked through August, but I have space coming up. Here's some of my ideas of ways that I want to provide a better atmosphere experience for your customers. Are you interested in having a conversation about it now? What would that need to look like in terms of 75% of your income coming from September to December? I don't want to ask you numbers because some people are uncomfortable with numbers. I don't know if you're that person or not, but
what could I do now?
Does that feel reasonable, I guess, is what I'm asking.
To ignite something right now for the success after September. Is that what you're saying? To generate 75?
Yes. And based on what you know already, do you think you can sell enough and make enough originals, paper mache's? I think the prints will be a thing that is still being set up and tried and figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, so some of that's going to come into play too, but really looking at the originals, do you think you can come up with that last 75 in 4 months, or does that feel completely overwhelming?
I can make work. Like, I have no problem making work. The sales might not come at the same rate, but okay, let's say I am... So I am selling this little paper mache work, 6x6, $300 per item, Canadian dollars. And I did a little math. Like, if I can probably make, I'd say I can make 10 a month, right? 10 a month.
Okay.
And $300.
If they all sold out and you did that for 4 months, would that be enough?
That would make a great successful year, I think, because of the mural, right? So all together, it will be. Yeah, I think so. Because that will prove to me that, okay, the year after, I think it only gets better.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have to see it that way. Otherwise, like you said, it's never enough, right?
Right. Because once you hit a goal, the goal automatically self-adjusts and it's something new.
Yeah.
I don't like to set you up to have to make 100% of sales. That's not a peaceful way to live. So with the mural in place, with I think I can sell these paper mache things because I've already sold two of them and it was pretty easy to do. We've got April, May to plan the murals. Is there more space in those months or not?
So for the mural, you mean?
Is the mural going to be 100% of your time?
No.
Or is there spaciousness in
there? There should be tons of space. Yeah, there should be tons of space.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I would say April, May,
mm-hmm.
your top priorities are planning mural,
yeah.
reaching out to restaurants and asking them, saying, here's what I do. Here's what I'd like to do more of.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple of ideas. Do you have any interest in getting a spot in the last 4 months of the year? You would essentially take deposits that would hold their spot, meaning we've already got some guaranteed income coming in at the end of the year so that you can also make your paper mache and sell that.
Yeah, I never thought it that way.
You know? Okay.
Well, let's do it.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got a plan.
Yeah. I already know a couple of places that I can approach with this. And I'll be making a proposal PDFs to this client. So, but I can tweak it to make it more like, this is what I do, you know, like a presentation that I can send out.
But, right.
You know, I did that last year already. And then I'm just going to tweak it more. Yeah. I know a couple of interior design firms that I can approach already in Vancouver. So, yeah.
Interior design and also look at restaurant groups. Because if you can get one restaurant in a restaurant group, you can get more.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I can reach out. An old friend of mine who's an interior designer director at a chain, you know, the big franchise restaurant here in Vancouver and also in Canada and in the States. So, just going to use my old relations.
Those connections come in handy.
I know, right? Yeah. Like, I think I couldn't do that before with confidence because I never done it before or I didn't know how to present myself in that regard, I think. I think that's what experience comes in pretty graceful way because I've done it. I've done many things.
I think you've already nailed down, I paint tabletops that hold memories and have meaning and create narratives, and I want to capture that for your restaurant
yeah.
so it can tell the story
yeah.
of your restaurant. Then you could even go in with my typical size is 24 by 36. That's $1,500 for the original. If that's not an option for you, you can buy the print for half of that. It would be made to tell the story of your restaurant. Here's some examples of my work. I am looking at bringing paper mache into the mix. So that could be a potential add-on depending on, you know, what kind of fun ideas we came up with together. I am currently working with this restaurant. I'm doing 15 of their walls with murals. So I don't have the spaciousness to do that right now, but I still want to be working with clients like you
mm-hmm.
to tell your stories via your tabletops. And this is how I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also open to discussing other options, but this is my typical way of working with people. It's this or this.
Yeah. I almost want the script, what you just said.
We can get it free. I just made it up.
I am. Well, I think that is the hardest thing for me, actually. I'm sure a lot of artists will relate to me, like writing proposal like that in such a deliverable and concrete and specific, but also exciting way. Because we need to inspire them to buy our art. And then, yes, art is inspiring visually, but I think we also need to be able to inspire them verbally
Yeah. If you can put those together, that's super helpful.
That, for me, that is the hardest thing.
So you know about my ideal art buyer circles, right? So there's the subject of your art that they can connect with, and there's the meaning behind the art mm-hmm. that they can connect with. So what you just described was they're connecting with both of those things.
Yeah.
And then if they also happen to think Amiko's such a cool girl, then we got all three put together.
Yeah.
And that's at least three times more likely to get that sale when you have all three. Okay. We got a plan. You know what you're doing. We're going to 10X your income this year. You know how to do it. Ready to go.
There you go.
Okay. I got to wrap this up. But your next steps, give me, repeat back to me what your next steps are.
Well, so the time that I have right now until the mural, or the time that I have between, I'll be approaching two restaurants and clients and interior design firms to suggest what I can do for them after this mural is done. Basically, this is what I do. This is what I'd like to do. This is how I'd like to help. My time is booked until September, but after that, I'm open.
Well, and also, I'm booking out the year right now.
See, I almost need a little, like a Jessica something behind me here. Yeah, I'm booking my year right now. See, that's the planning thing that I'm lacking. So I'm booking my year right now.
Which is 100% true.
Yeah, that's true.
Not false urgency. It's real.
Is it?
We already booked to September and we're going to book out the rest right now because that's how we're going to have space to do the things we want and need to do.
It's so interesting. I was having a consultation with my friend, Ray. She's an illustrator and also does tons of murals and stuff like that. And she told me at the end of the meeting today that luckily she hasn't had any dry spells last year and this year. That means their project keeps coming up. And then I never had that, you know, because my work is at the studio. I make work and sell online. I didn't have any project, or I don't book project, or I don't book something in advance, like those illustrators, because they're client-based. They need something, you know, they need to book them, right? Those work. But for me, or for a lot of artists, I guess we don't book project like that.
Some artwork lends itself better to booking clients than others. But if you can find that sweet spot where you can make the art you want to make and book the clients,
right,
and it works together, then you can set yourself up like those other people, which is very nice to be able to do.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to like the mural. I think it's really going to stress you out, maybe burn you out a little bit because it's the first time and it's new and it's so big. But once you get over that, you're going to have some clout and some confidence. And I think you're going to like it. And you could choose to go after more of those projects if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I have a feeling I would like it.
I think so too.
Yeah. It's just the initial fear, right? This is more scary time than the actual work. I think at the site with all the people around me, construction people around me, it's going to be exciting because, you know, people coming in to train their staff and cooks and to be able to do what I do in that space. I'm so excited about that. So that's the feeling I'm after. I'm going for it.
Someone told me recently, I've been saying this a lot lately, so I don't know who's heard it already, but someone told me that fear is excitement that forgot to exhale. Meaning the way that I translate that is fear and excitement always come together. You're not going to be excited and not scared, and you're not going to be scared and not excited. If you're feeling the fear, there's excitement with it.
Yeah.
And it's learning that they come together. And if they come together, then it's like, okay, well, I just know that I'm going to be scared if I'm excited about it and I want to be excited. Right. So I'm just going to have to learn to work through, accept.
Yep.
Get comfortable with the other side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Amiko, tell people where they can find your work.
You can find me on Instagram. My handle name is Amiko Venlet, E-M-I-K-O-V-E-N-L-E-T. And my website is emikobennett.com. Yeah, you can find me there. I'll post lots of stuff there. So
she's got a really fun feed. I enjoy following her. All right. Well, I am going to go do just a couple more things before I got to go pick up my son from daycare preschool. It's preschool now.
Oh, my God. it's been so nice chatting up with you again.
So nice.
Thanks for having me again.
I'm going to challenge you. Go do one reach out today just so you can like already be in action and not waiting to start.
Right. I'll do that.
It can be as simple as, hey, Emiko, I have this great idea. I want to talk to you about it. Do you have any time?
I can do that.
Okay? All right.
All right.
We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Emiko. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't yet, be sure to hit subscribe so that you can get new episodes loaded straight onto your phone as soon as they're ready. And as an added bonus, when you subscribe, it helps other artists find this advice so we can learn how to make our art more valuable as a community. What could be better than that? And be sure to say hello and let me know you've been listening over on Instagram. My handle is @artistmarketcup. I would love to hear from you.